It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer. I'm your host. This is Sweet Home Cannabama, and we are here to teach you anything and everything we can about the use of cannabis. I'm the owner of Cannabama, the CBD store. We are located in downtown Mobile at 558 St. Francis Street and also at 2090 Schillinger Road South in West Mobile. We're located in Hoover at 3435 South Shades Crest Road. Eventually, once COVID-19 goes away, we will be opening in Montgomery at 8001 Vaughn Road. And we are newly Cannabama Daphne as of, what, last week, Whitney? Are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes. You know, I never know the address. You would think I would memorize it after all those addresses. Tell us the address of Cannabama Daphne.
It's 25935 Friendship Road, Daphne, Alabama.
In Daphne. All right, welcome to the show, Whitney.
Well, thank you.
Are you still giving away those edibles?
We actually are down to cookies.
It's always all right, because I know you baked a little face off this weekend, huh? How was it?
Well, you know, I baked for 420, and then I baked
yes.
the day after 420 because everything that was a brownie sold out, and everyone was upset.
Oh, yeah. I never got any of it, so I'm still upset.
Don't be. I can throw you a batch together anytime.
Well, you know, don't put yourself out, but I do love me some brownies and some CBD. Well, so how was, you know, the week? This whole situation, you know, I don't know from day to day what's going to happen.
Yeah, we've had some very scary days, and then we've had other days where new people come out of the woodwork.
Right. Yep. We have new people every day still. You know, and our loyal customers that can are coming in. They're not even using delivery or curbside. They're still wanting to come in and see us face to face, and I think some of them are making sure that we aren't going to close, because we hear that all the time too.
Yes. So we've been trying all different things just to keep the community involved in the shop, even if it's not just
right.
CBD products coming out and just getting information.
Right.
We've got hand sanitizer. So we're just trying little things just to keep everybody involved in the CBD shop.
Right. And don't forget about us. Because we certainly can't put any new commercials out there or anything that costs money. I had to make the decision to cut days in the West Mobile location because it had slowed down so much that some days we were only selling enough or not even enough to pay for the payroll hours that had been used that day, and we can't keep that pace. So the West Mobile store is now, right now, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, and we are closing at 6. And we weren't having any traffic, and it was really, really just adding to that sort of hemorrhage that we're experiencing because of the timing of taking on Hoover and Montgomery. So I know my customers are already asking, why were you closed yesterday, you know? And the other day, the first time someone asked me that, I immediately burst into tears. I was like, I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm trying to save it. It does. It's so helpless feeling, you know? There's nothing I can do about it. I told someone today, if I was terrible at business and had run it into the ground, I could live with that. I did it to myself. It makes sense. Because there's a reason. But the stuff happening that's out of your control, that's also happening to every other business owner in the country, that makes me upset. You know, it's not fair.
I know it. It would make it. It's taking all of us.
I don't know how to be right with that.
Oh, sorry.
Right. So, Is the baby with you?
Yes. I've got one.
Well,
ran out of the house, so I'm trying to rile him back in.
Yes, in case you guys that are listening did not know, we are still moms. My babies are bigger than hers, but we all have babies, so we're pretty not exclusive. So I want to get to who we have on the show tonight before we have to go to break. And one of the coolest new products that we've gotten in a long time is our CBD toothpaste and mouthwash. And I've talked about it several times on the show. On the first time I spoke with our guest, I knew it was going to be a great radio show one day. And he's just such a nice person. He's very smart, and he's good at explaining what he has done and why. And I just really enjoy every time I get to talk to him. So, but we're going to be speaking tonight to Howard Kaufman. He is the co-founder of a company called Oral. It's spelled O-R-L. And they make completely all-natural oral care products. And the most recent product in their product line has been their CBD toothpaste and mouthwash. And yesterday, or the day before, I got a box I wasn't expecting of breath spray. And they're fantastic. And Howard sent us a box of them so that we could have some giveaways. So tonight, if you would like to be one of the lucky recipients of a free oral breath spray with CBD in it, email us at info@kennebama.com and tell us why you would like to try CBD oral care products. And we will draw.
I'm so excited.
I know. I've got one in my purse. The design I just got through telling Howard is so sleek. It's so neat how you twist it and the little button pops up, and it tastes amazing, and it doesn't burn your face off like the Listerine kind. And it's good. It balances the pH in your mouth, and it tastes great.
We have had some scary oral sprays that just knock your socks
really?
Off.
Really? Oh, yeah, we have too. We've had some weird oral sprays. I mean, it's like, it's a good concept, but no. And it's gross. Usually it's some gross combination. But anyway, since we are doing the radio show a little differently lately from our phones and not in the same room, it's a little scary to say, Howard, are you there? Can you hear me? Okay, well, we'll figure it out. Anyway, I'll tell the story of the day that I received our first samples of the toothpaste and mouthwash. My daughter, Bella, had just gotten braces put on her teeth. And if you've ever had braces or your kids ever had braces, you know how painful that first application of those braces, man. You know, it's a solid week of really sore mouth. A lot of mashed potatoes involved, grits, and for someone with such picky tastes, she was not amused. But my husband called as I was leaving the store and said her mouth was sore, and I said, "Oh, I just got this in the mail. I'm going to grab it and bring it home." And it was a lifesaver for us because it helped with the swelling, it helped with the pain, and it balances the pH in the mouth. It helps with all the gum irritation and sensitivity, and it's really good for kind of stopping the decay that happens when we get cavities. I know, you know, I'm always thinking of how something applies to the recovery community, and the first thing I thought of was all the oral surgery I had to have because of the dry mouth that is caused by prescription medicine. And
right.
Do you happen to know a rough estimate of how many prescription drugs cause dry mouth? Would you care to guess?
All of them.
Yeah, basically. I know a couple of years ago, it was over 600. So everything that people commonly use, and even stuff almost no one's heard of, it all causes dry mouth, and which messes with your pH and your natural ability to deal with bacteria in the mouth. So hopefully when we come back from the break, we'll be able to get Howard up on the show and get to know him a little bit and talk about his product and, you know, get some questions answered and then give away some stuff because, you know, we always have a good time doing that. What did you think of the way the toothpaste tastes and how it doesn't look exactly like Crest? You like it? You love it?
Oh, yes.
We'll be back in just a few minutes, hopefully with Howard Kaufman of Oral.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the show. As I said before, doing the show from our phones in our homes across the counties is a little weird, and we were having some technical difficulties, but we're about to finally get it fixed. And I'd like to welcome to the show Howard Kaufman. Howard, welcome.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Whitney. How are you?
Doing good.
I'm good. Howard, you are the co-founder and CEO of Oral Labs, correct?
Correct. We're a relatively new company. We've been around just over a year, and we are very excited about our formulation, providing a healthier choice with toothpaste, mouthwash, and all things oral care.
Well, I still get excited when I think about it because I haven't seen... Now, you know what? That's not true. This past week, I got a random cold call email from a company that was pitching me some sort of CBD toothpaste, but their pitch was not great, and I was like, no way these people are as good as Howard because... I know you love what you do like I love what I do, and I appreciate that about you. You didn't start out in CBD. None of us did. So tell us a little bit about yourself. First of all, where you are, where you're calling from, and where you live, and then a little bit about your career and how, you know, you got ended up in CBD toothpaste.
Sure, Jennifer. And first of all, thank you for having me, and I think it's fantastic. The programming that you do, and you know, it's given me ideas about, wow, I wish something locally was somewhat similar. So everyone in Alabama, you definitely have a great gift and a great benefit to hear you weekly. Where we're located, we're actually based in Scottsdale, Arizona. So we're in the Phoenix metropolitan area, and myself and I've got three other co-founders, and we each have a individual, like, different journey that brought us all together. But for myself, career-wise, my background has been in retail. I've had executive roles at both the Home Depot Corporation, and then originally what brought me to Arizona back in 2003 is I joined PetSmart, which is headquartered based in Phoenix. And really, the pet supply world has changed a lot, and it was really my first introduction into the whole trend of better for you in terms of improved nutrition, improved, whether it was for canines or felines, but really ways that by providing better nutrition can have many health benefits to pet owners, specifically with their dogs and cats, and it would extend the lifespan of your pet. And spent close to 8 years with PetSmart. PetSmart went through transition, like some companies that have been public then go private. And after I wound up leaving PetSmart at a time where a number of us left, I wound up doing some different consulting. But one of the businesses that I got involved with was a healthy snack food company that does a lot of private label and manufacturing for places like Kroger and Trader Joe's and Whole Foods and a lot of different convenience stores across the country. And that
okay.
elevated really my awareness of going really from what's great for pet to ultimately what's great for us humans as consumers. And
right.
about 2.5 years ago on a Saturday at a Starbucks, I reconnected with a former business colleague of mine who has a pharmacy background, and just over coffee on a Saturday, boy, do we miss that now, you know, in terms of being able to meet a friend for coffee.
Oh, yeah, man.
But we wound up spending,
exactly.
I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour just talking about life and talking about things that we were learning, and he was sharing with me insights he was getting from his business, and I was sharing with him some of the key trends that I saw in the marketplace with organics and superfoods and better-for-you snacks that were happening out there. And while we were talking,
mm-hmm.
he just said, hey, have you ever taken a look at oral care? And I said to him, it's like, no, like, why would I? And he said, well, when you have a chance,
uh-huh.
take a close look at it, because I think you'll also be really surprised all the harmful ingredients that exist in most of today's brands, national brands, and even those so-called organic brands. So Whitney and Jennifer,
yeah.
from that conversation, I just filed it. Continue to talk about whatever we were talking about at the time. I think we were talking about like movies that we had seen recently. And it wasn't until about 3 weeks later, I'm with my wife grocery shopping, and we happen to be looking at tomatoes. And I mentioned to my wife, I said, hey, Michelle, I'll meet you at checkout because I'm interested to go to the health and wellness area. And what was on my mind at that specific moment had nothing at all to do with oral care, but it was actually sunscreen. And certainly that's a key topic, living in the desert, where it's sunny over 300 days
yeah.
a year. I was just curious about
yeah.
the brands of sunscreen, what were the ingredients, and yes, what were the price points. I happened to be at more of a specialty grocery store that day. And as I was searching for sunscreen, yes, I then walked by 16-foot long, 4 shelves high of toothpaste and mouthwash and dental floss and throat lozenges and you name it, bamboo toothbrushes. It was oral care. And at that moment, I just stopped. And I was like surprised by seeing so much oral care down an aisle of a grocery store. And as I'm trying to really
right.
comprehend what I was looking at, ultimately, many of the brands I recognized, a number of brands I did not recognize, but what caught my eye was vertically was this plastic tube of toothpaste that was just sitting on the shelf, and I picked it up because I was visually attracted to it, and it turns out it's mm-hmm. a very well-known national brand, and I'm certainly not one to knock any other brand out there, but I was really curious about this product, and as I turned it to the back to read the ingredients list, and at the time I knew most of those ingredients were not going to mean anything to me, but I still was curious to mm-hmm. try to answer the question, okay, what is in this stuff? And my kind of crucible moment was, it was a moment of kind of being shocked. As I'm looking at the ingredients, what caught my eye was actually a warning label. And the warning label on this tube of toothpaste read something along the lines of, keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If more than used for brushing is accidentally swallowed, get immediate medical help or call poison control, mm-hmm. and it gives poison control's phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, I'm like, what?
Fluoride.
And I flipped it back to the front yeah. to ask myself, did I miss something where it said for ages 7 and over or 7 plus? It didn't. And actually, it doesn't. That product's still on the market. So at that moment, I really got very curious, and at that point, recalling the coffee conversation I had 3 weeks earlier, and started a journey
right.
of looking at, over the next month and a half, of all the different toothpaste and mouthwashes that exist on the market, went into Walmart, went into CVS, Rite Aid, went into all the different grocery stores, and I gathered over 300 individual products.
Wow.
After about a day, my daughter was helping me, who was on summer break at the time from college. And she said, hey, Dad, if we're going to go out and buy all this stuff, it's going to get really expensive. But if you just are interested in the labels, can't we just go into the stores and discreetly use our camera phones? And I'm like, yeah, Bailey, that makes total sense. Let's do that. So we wound up gathering over 300 individual items. And coming back to the snack food experience that I had, authority that we would use to determine whether or not an ingredient was clean and completely healthy, enough, it's actually from the National Institute of Health, which you're hearing a lot in the news these days. But the National Institute of Health has a website, and I would encourage anybody who's ever interested about a food ingredient, cosmetic ingredient, oral care ingredient, they have a website called PubChem, P-U-B-C-H-E-M, PubChem.com. And within PubChem, you can put in that ingredient, and instantaneously, you'll get a full scientific report, everything from molecularly, how that ingredient is structured, to if it has aliases or synonyms, because many ingredients have multiple names, where it's used, how it's used, and if there's any documented health or safety issues, the PubChem report will show you. So the punchline with all this, and I apologize if I'm being a little long-winded, but just to give you a backdrop, these 300 SKUs that we had gathered, each ingredient took us a couple of days, put it into the PubChem filter. I was expecting we would find 12 to 24, a couple dozen, you know, helpful ingredients. And to my shop, at my business partner shop, we actually came up with that population, 116 harmful ingredients that exist today, according to the National Institute of Health. And at that moment, working with two dentist advisors, a food scientist, a chemist, my business partners, we wound up identifying, hey, we believe that there could be an opportunity to develop a choice in the market or a product line that has natural and organic ingredients, oils, vitamins and minerals, containing organic xylitol.
Okay, we'll be right back with more. Sweet Home Canada.
Ingredients that we identified with the goal of
delivering. Let's wrap this up.
Perfect.
However, we got to go to break, Ben. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host,
Jennifer Boozer.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host and owner of Canabama, the CBD stores. And before I had to cut you off, Howard, I apologize. We are really winging it and having some issues with communication behind the scenes. But if you would, could we pick back up where you were talking about, you were just starting to talk about xylitol, and I think that's a real important part that our listeners would like to hear. So do you kind of remember where you were? Maybe back it up a little bit and we can pick up where we left off?
Sure. So going down this journey of discovery and realizing the number of harmful ingredients, we wound up formulating different flavor profiles, including the organic xylitol, which has one of the great properties of xylitol is that it's natural and organic. It comes from either fir tree bark or corn, and it has the ability to kill bad bacteria, also known as Streptococcus mutans. So the bad bacteria in your mouth that where gingivitis starts and that bad breath forms, xylitol has a way to kill that bad bacteria because molecularly it looks similar to a sugar molecule. So the bacteria utilizes sugar for energy, and actually the plaque is really the byproduct of the sugar molecule being consumed. With xylitol, that bad bacteria latches on that molecule. It believes it's sugar, but it's not. And with the amount of energy that that molecule is exerting to consume the xylitol, and it actually can't, that's where the bacteria actually starves itself and it dies. So that's one of the great benefits of xylitol. Another key benefit of xylitol is that it will, it has a natural sweetening effect, but it will also penetrate very deeply below the gum line. And our formulation, which again includes xylitol, different essential oils, we have 15 different essential oils in our formulation, plus the 15 vitamins and minerals. And along the way, we our advisor, who's a dentist, asked us to take a close look at CBD. And I knew of CBD, but the question was, from a dental professional point of view, what's really the benefits that CBD brings to the table in an oral care product? And there's a couple of things that it does do. One, CBD certainly helps with gum inflammation, because we know overall it helps reduce total body inflammation, but there's evidence about how it does affect gum irritation. Secondly, there's also research that indicates that CBD can help slow down bone loss. And a number of us, depending on your age, but if you ever had wisdom teeth taken out, and about 15, 20 years ago, oral surgeons had a different technique that is now more advanced. But back then, when your wisdom teeth were taken out, there's a strong likelihood that more bone mass was taken out of your jaw than would be taken out today, if you had that same surgery today. And what's happened over time is a number of us have, now we have bone loss issues because of the oral surgery that we had with wisdom teeth. That's become very common. So CBD helps with that. The other key property with CBD is that it does also kill bad bacteria, and it actually supports the perfect pH balance. And why pH is so important, and there's more and more information coming out about it, is that the CBD combined with achieving a perfect pH, you're reducing your overall inflammation, and by doing that, you are actually helping support your immune system. So we went back and forth, and it really became a Rubik's Cube, because we would get the flavor right, the color would be right, but the pH would be off. Or we'd get the pH right, the flavor right, but the mouthwash, frankly, looked like yellow-green, something that you wouldn't want to gargle with. So it took us a couple of months to go back and forth with a formulator. We finally nailed the formulations down. We included full-spectrum CBD oil, and we also made the strategic decision that we did not want to fill up any more landfills, so we made the decision not to package either our toothpaste or mouthwash using plastic tubes or bottles. Everything that we package is actually in recyclable glass.
And it's so beautiful. It really is beautiful. I think that I hope that some dentists will listen to the show, and I know that the packaging is something that they would proudly put on display if we could talk them into the CBD part.
Jennifer, just to
I know
come back
that.
To point,
come back
go
point.
Ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I know because of the extensive dental work I've had done, and it was post-recovery and pre-CBD, so I had nothing. I took ibuprofen, which makes everything worse, and I couldn't take pain medicine. I chose not to, and there was not anything like CBD, and I was having dental implants and bone grafts done, and it's incredibly painful. And the very first time I tried the toothpaste and mouthwash, the night that I got it, I thought, man, how nice would this have been to have 3 years ago when I was getting just all, it took a year to get all the dental work done, and it was surgery after surgery. And each time I came home and took ibuprofen and had stitches and all that stuff. And now that what you were saying about bone growth, I absolutely know that to be true, because of the way that my son broke his ankle and the speed of his healing that was just can't be explained away, because I treated him with CBD from the minute he came out of surgery. And it makes total sense that that it would be perfect for an oral care product. I mean, just gum irritation. I have implants and things, and you know, sometimes I get irritated gums, and it bothers you. It's like it doesn't just go away. You know, and it hurts to brush for a day or two and all that. And I absolutely love knowing that when I go home and I go to brush my teeth, it's actually going to feel better because I'm.
I can't wait to try this product and have it. I've been hearing all about it. I'm so impressed with what I've heard.
Yeah. Well, and you know me, the first thing that I, you know, I'm always thinking when I look at something totally new, because this is, I had nothing like this. And I haven't seen anything, you know, I just got an email, but I haven't seen anything. They didn't even send, you know, graphics and stuff. There's nothing like it. And they did it so well right out of the gate. Recovery community, you know, how can any of this apply to helping the process of addiction recovery? And, you know, I had to have all that oral surgery because of the amount of pain pills I took for 10 years. So, you know, that's a common thing. People that do meth, it just absolutely destroys their teeth. And when you're in drug recovery, you don't have dental care. You don't even have a job, you know, or a place to live. And it's painful. And to have you ever had an abscess? Because it is, wow. That will.
I have had an abscess.
Make it you feel like you are gonna die. Yeah, I mean it's up there with the top 3 to 5 things, you know. And when you're in recovery, especially if absolutely maddening to need something because it's that bad, but you got no choice. But you have this new recovery, it can really mess you up. Well, and so I just immediately knew that it would be a great thing for that.
I think that it's great. We're located across the street from a dentist.
Oh, yeah, we've got a dental office just diagonal to us.
After having oral procedures, and they're like, what do you have that can help me?
Oh, yeah. I had a pregnant lady come in, and she was somebody that I knew. And she said, oh, I have an abscess, and I'm in so much pain, and I can't take anything. And I said, here's a gummy. Just slowly bite down on it with the tooth that's hurting. And she looked at me crazy. I said, just trust me. And about 20 seconds later, she said, couldn't this be working as I'm chewing it? I said, yes, ma'am, it is. And she said, because, you know, that was all she had. But it immediately started to work. You know, it's absorbed. That's why we hold oil in our mouth and chew gummies slowly. It's absorbed in the mucosal membranes in the mouth. And there are cannabis receptors in that skin. And so it does work on contact. And it's a fantastic thing for oral health issues. You know, I have been getting a fever blister on my lip in the same spot since I was like 8 years old. I don't know how I got it. But every year it comes back in the same spot. And there's nothing you can do about it because all the junk that you buy, it doesn't work. And I happen to have been using a CBD chapstick. And I felt that little tingle and I thought, oh, here we go. And it tingled for a day, but it never came up. It didn't develop and it didn't get gross and didn't get painful because it's right there on contact. It's antibacterial, antifungal, antiseptic. Yes. And I didn't have to look like I had a disease on my face, wow. You know?
Well, I
was amazed.
Everything that CBD does for us, to have that entire lineup for oral care, that's amazing.
Right. And before that, though, I had, Bella had gone and had some other stuff done before this to prepare for her braces, and her teeth were sore. And I just had her, like, hold her lips open and hold her head back. And I just dripped oil on her teeth.
Yeah.
And let it slowly, just that quick, do the drip thing, you know, because she was hurting. So it is amazing. So, Howard, are you still there?
Yeah, hi.
Sorry, we kind of got chatty. We were just, hopefully you didn't mind listening to us chitter on about how great it is. You and I have had all those conversations before anyway. So tell me about the breath spray that we got in the mail. Just a little, give us 30 seconds because we're about to go to break.
Right. So the breath spray is designed to allow you to maintain that perfect pH with CBD, and we also have a version without CBD, throughout the day. So between brushing, so if you brush in the morning, brush in the evening, you can at least keep that 7.0 and get your CBD through your oral fixation through the pocket breath spray. Behind it. Because most of us are very acidic and we have low pHs like coffee and tea and wine and fried foods, really low pH.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, when we come back from the break, we'll talk about how these things. I really want to talk about the remineralizing of the teeth thing because I can't remember exactly how you explained it to me, and I was fascinated when I heard it because it was information overload. But we'll be back in just a minute and talk some more with Howard from Oral.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Booser. I'm your host. And we've been talking with Whitney, who runs Cannabama Daphne, and my beautiful co-host, and Howard Kaufman, the co-founder and CEO of Oral Labs. And they make our wonderful CBD toothpaste, mouthwash, and now our new breath spray products that you will not find anything better anywhere. I think there's at least one other retailer somewhere relatively close that I think is selling it. I know one of my friends that sells in Tuscaloosa has it. And there's even a lady, I think she's in Connecticut or somewhere up there, Vermont. We met on Facebook, and I just happened to mention the toothpaste to her, and then I saw it on her Facebook. So now she's selling it, too, because she loved it. So that was really exciting to see. Are you with us, Howard?
Yeah.
I am. Hi.
Well, we can't wait to get it in Daphne.
Making sure. I don't know anybody's there.
You guys talk. I'm fascinated. Howard's here. I can hear him. Can you hear me, Jennifer?
Okay. Well, I absolutely have, you know, benefited from these products from the minute they arrived. And what we were able to do is break it into samples. You know, if we can break it into samples, we're gonna. And we've been able to let a lot of people try it, and so that's been really exciting. And everybody loves it. I think the toothpaste, when I first saw it and looked at the texture and the consistency and all, I thought, doesn't look like Crest. And I thought, I might be too picky for this. But it was wonderful. And if I liked it, pretty much anybody will.
is it a winter mint or like a spear mint?
It doesn't leave your mouth like, to me, certain types of oral care products almost burn, and it's not like that at all, and it immediately soothes any irritation or pain or swelling. So now, are you guys working on any other types of products?
We definitely are. So certainly, as you mentioned before, the introduction of the breath spray is something we're really excited about, and your earlier suggestion, I know we talked a few months back, and we are taking action on it, is also going to be introducing travel sizes too, because our toothpaste right now is
yes
in 4 ounce with a mess-free pump. That's another unique thing. So one thing to point out with the mess-free pump is that the actual toothpaste will last twice as long as a comparable tube of toothpaste because of the perfect dosage size.
Oh, yes.
And there's less waste. So we are working
yes.
on the travel sizes, the smaller size with that, and a couple of other things that we're beginning to develop on our product roadmap.
Yeah, well, I would think that there are lots of different things that you could utilize the natural ingredients as the base with CBD. I'm off the top of my head thinking about flossing and how painful that can be, you know. I don't know if that's something that's even possible to add CBD somehow to whatever that wax is on floss, that so that as you're getting in there and kind of irritating, it's soothing too. I absolutely hate that.
Hey Jennifer,
and you know, there's lots of other things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One thing just to quickly bring up, you mentioned it before the break about remineralization, and what I was starting to say before mm-hmm. is that our diets are very low in pH, and our whole concept is
right.
similar to like a broken clock on the wall. At least it's going to be correct twice a day. That if you adopt a
right.
product with a 7.0 pH and the full spectrum CBD oil, you're at least rebalancing your mouth. And by remineralizing, you're killing all the bad bacteria, and you're allowing your mouth to naturally freshen, and it will actually also naturally whiten, too. That's another benefit of getting to that perfect 7.0 pH.
Yeah, well, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, you are what you eat, and we've talked about pH, you know, alkalinity versus the acidic yeah. things that cause us to be sick. That's the acidic food and the way that the synthetic chemicals affect our body, causing inflammation, is what makes us sick. And also, you know, hydration. We give away gallons of the high pH hydrogenated water with the Kangen machine that that I bought and had installed in the store, because it's true hydration. And it's you can set the pH wherever you like, and we keep it on 9.5 unless, you know, some people are a little sensitive to it, and we have to start them at an 8 or an 8.5. But it is true hydration. Your body absorbs the water instead of digesting it. And even the most expensive $5 a bottle alkaline water at the grocery store tests on a pH scale like Sprite. And people are paying even more money for even fancier bottled water, and it's not doing them a thing because they're still dehydrated. And it goes hand in hand that if your body's dehydrated, it's not going to absorb anything good because it's dried up. And a lot of our health problems do come from our acid levels and that dehydration, and then the junk we're just inundating our bodies with. What you were saying earlier about the sugar and the plaque and how it's not actually what we think it is, that was fascinating to me, and it makes total sense.
Yeah.
Because of what I know about how food causes inflammation.
And you're absolutely right, too. If your pH is 5.3 or lower, which many people, that's your natural pH state, that's an ideal environment. It increases the probability that actually cavities can form and gingivitis.
Mm-hmm.
To your point,
right.
your oral health is the beginning of your overall body health. So the more you can do to be, you know, eating a more mindful diet and focusing more on your pH, you're just going to have other health benefits.
Right.
And everything with full-spectrum CBD oil, it actually supports pH and it supports reducing the inflammation and actually eliminating the bad bacteria that you would find in your mouth.
Right, and you're not even ingesting it because you're spitting it back out. And so it goes back to the CB2 receptors and in the skin and the mucosal membrane absorption that I harp on with my customers. You know, don't just take two chomps of a gummy and swallow it, or don't just, you know, put oil under your tongue and swallow it. Let it sit in your mouth and let your mouth bring it to the bloodstream. Howard, this is fascinating. I think we probably are going to end up needing to do another show. we're at the end of our time, but I just want to say thank you for coming on the show. There's about 10 other things that I want to say in answer to what you just said, but we don't have that much time. But we will do this again, and thank you so much for the giveaways. Guys, if you want to email us at info@canabama.com and tell us why you would like to try Oral's CBD natural oral care products, and we will get those free samples out to you this week. Make sure you include your address and your phone number. And again, Howard, thank you. And you can find Howard's products at Canabama. We have, we're about to be adding a bunch of new products to the website. And of course, we have beautiful displays in the store. And you can find all three of those products in Hoover and in both Mobile locations. And I'm going to make sure that tomorrow Daphne has a full setup. So come and see us. And try it and do a little reading on xylitol and the toxic chemicals. Again, thank you, Howard.
Thanks so much, and please, everyone, stay safe and healthy. Thanks again.
Thank you. We'll talk soon. All right, guys. If you have any questions for us, for Howard, any questions at all about CBD, oral health care, about pH, we love to learn and we love to teach what we learn. And we would be happy to talk to you on the phone, and so we can keep our social distancing for at least a few more days. And again, all of our stores are open, and we hope that you guys will continue to come back as you're able to get out of the stay-at-home order. Stay safe, stay healthy. Good night.